USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A group of 10 Republican senators is backing a bill that would require an audit of the decision-making in public health messaging by the CDC. The bill requires the report to include a review of the data the CDC used to make its recommendations and whether the agency's inconsistent messaging had an impact on the public's trust and willingness to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Country music legend Willie Nelson led more than 1,000 spectators in singing Vote Them Out Saturday from the steps of the Texas Capitol during a rally wrapping up a 4-day march in support of Democratic state legislators who bolted for Washington 2 weeks ago to block GOP-backed voting restrictions.
Democrats are doing everything that they possibly can to save this democracy, including taking the fight to the one place it can be won in our nation's capital before the U.S. Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice's order on Friday to release former President Donald Trump's tax returns appears to be purely political, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, said. In 2019, the department said the returns did not have to be given to Representative Richard Neal, Democrat of Massachusetts, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, because Neal was disingenuous about the true purpose of seeking the returns. Following the most widespread protests since Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution, Cubans are now bracing themselves for a new aftershock, mass trials of those who dared to take to the streets calling for change.
Many of the relatives of the people who were arrested would not talk to us on camera. They were too afraid. But some did tell us that their loved ones had done nothing other than peacefully demonstrate or simply record and upload videos of the historic protests as they took place.
CNN international correspondent Patrick Opman. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Team USA gathers medals. Caleb Dressel sets records on the final day of Olympic swimming. More from Dan Naraki.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the Games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the Games, and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds at a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A surging number of immigrant families crossing the border in recent weeks has led to overcrowding in Border Patrol stations, and many of those families will now be transferred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody, according to two senior Department of Homeland Security officials. From there, the families will either be released with ankle monitors and a court date to make their case for asylum or put on a flight to be quickly deported, the officials said. As of Saturday, Border Patrol processing facilities were holding migrants 585% above capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.